perspective. So
what I'm going to tell my seller then, I'm going to read through this and see if I'm right. If I am the seller, if I'm going to represent the seller, for the protection of you, for the protection of me, and yes, for the protection of Bug Express, let's do the whole house.
And really, cost-effectively, I don't think that's a word, but anyway, cost-effective, it's not that much more expensive to do the entire home versus a spot treatment, because when you think about a spot treatment, we're only, by law, allowed to treat up to 10 linear feet. Well, when you look at a home, most homes are going to range between, 140 to 250 linear feet. So when you do the math, it's not that cost-effective to do a spot treatment, when you could, just like you said, for peace of mind, and for protection for your seller, and for protection for you and the pest control company, it's really better to go ahead and do the full treatment.
People hire me to sell their house. They want me to take the responsibility for something goes wrong. Well, but my question to you, if we call you and you do a whole house treatment, there'll be some kind of warranty with that.
Absolutely. You get a one-year warranty.
Okay.
And so if anything shows up in that one-year time, we'll come and we'll actually treat that area. Okay, so that's it when you do a spot. But the homeowner is responsible for, at the end of that 1 year, you have a renewal. And there's no such thing as termite insurance, but you can renew that particular warranty for another year and another year and as long as you want. And it's also transferable whenever you take and get ready to sell your house. You can put it in the new owner's name.
And that's a fraction of the cost of an original treatment. But if they let that renewal go, so let's say you buy a house and you don't pay the renewal for 3 years and you get termites, now you're responsible for the entire cost of the treatment.
Okay. If I was in your shoes, this is what I would do. And you tell me if this is what you do, or maybe I'm making it up. If somebody does a spot treat and they get termites and they show up somewhere else in the house, there's no warranty on that.
Correct.
Right.
So that's what I was thinking.
And even a spot treatment only carries a 30-day guarantee.
That's what I needed. Folks, did y'all hear that? Even if the extra money was just to have a one-year warranty on the spot treat, it would be worth doing it.
Absolutely.
Because exactly, the one-year warranty is a big deal.
It is a big deal. And, you know, again, I think the biggest thing is I go back to cost effective. When you look at the fact that we are only by law allowed to treat 10 linear feet, most homes are going to range between 100 to 250, just depending on the size of the home. It's way more cost effective to treat the entire home.
Makes sense. So, okay, now this other question, I know we've talked about this before, but I've still had questions on it. You look out, and especially, I know that a lot of builders are using those pine fences. They don't last long anyway.
Right.
So you go out there and you look, and all of a sudden, you can see these freaking tubes and everything all over the fence.
Those are ag termites. They do cosmetic damage. They do not do structural damage. You can go out there and get a rake or a broom and sweep off the mud tubes, expose them to the sun, and those are going to die. They're low in the soil. They're not like subterraneans. They don't thrive on moisture or anything like that. They usually come out the end of June, 1st of July, and that's when you start seeing them all over your fence and everything, but they do not do structural damage.
And I think that brings up a good point, too, because we've been called out before where sometimes that people are told they're termites, they get sold a full termite treatment, and we go out there and we're like, no, these are ag termites. You can actually, like Patsy said, expose them to the sunlight. We're not going to take your money. I mean, it's pointless. So I think if they're on the fence, they're in the yard, and you get told they're subterranean termites and get sold a termite job for your house, please, please, please get a second opinion.
Yeah, because they will also make those mud tubes on mesquite beans and stalky weeds and everything like that.
And at
that time, there's just enough moisture in that fence. But if you'll notice, they don't go all the way through that fence. You can go out there and you can see where, you know, the top finish has been taken off. But they won't go all the way in and destroy the fence.
My least, no, one of my least favorite insects, which would be almost all of them, which I bet you've seen a lot of them on the golf course.
Oh, yes.
Fire ants.
Yes. Very plentiful. I call them instant ants this time of year because you can disturb them and you have 10,000 ants. Boom.
Yes. Or even in my yard, I stepped back there and I had on flip-flops. And I was actually watching the dog. And I looked down, like you said, I bet there was 10,000 on my foot.
Yes.
Because I didn't see the ant bed because the grass was up. So, and they're going to come up with the rain. That's just part of it.
And they come up with a nasty attitude, too.
They're mean.
They are.
I mean, you know, I thought about that, too. In fact, Bridget, you said this probably a year or so ago, but if you have infants, you know, so they're playing in the yard and you put a blanket down on your grass, especially if you have thick, good grass.
Right.
That's dangerous, isn't it?
It is. It's very dangerous. I mean, the infants, even if you don't have children, puppies, kitty cats. Yes. I mean, any type of pet that they get on you so quick. We were at the golf course not too long ago, and
two were at the golf course?
We were, believe it or not.
Imagine that.
I know. And I'm teeing off, and you know, you would think, being what we do, I would have paid more attention, but I'm like, right after my tee shot, I'm like, why is my ankle burning? Why is stepping right in the middle of a fire ant mound, have them crawling up all up my leg? And you know, everybody has different reactions, and I don't react well to them. So next thing I know, my little ankle's all swelling up and getting bumps all over it. So just definitely pay attention for your kiddos and your pets.
Guys, I'll have to admit something to you. I don't believe that boys should be able to play girls' sports. But I can tell you this, if I played golf with these two ladies, they're still going to pounce me like a little kid. So sometimes it really doesn't matter.
You're sweet.
No, I'm just telling the truth. Okay, my other least favorite is freaking, as they call them, water bugs in Bentwood, but they're cockroaches.
Yes, it's an American cockroach, and everybody calls them water bugs and everything. Actually, in Florida, they're called palmetto bugs. Those little gypsies fly. Yep. And everything, and you can have fun if one flies in her office. I mean, she's gone. She is right out of there.
I don't like any kind of pest.
Yeah.
they're year-round, too. It just depends on our weather. They will overwinter. They'll get down below the frost line. They'll get in water mains and water meters, not the main, but in the meters and everything, and they're going to come out in the summer, spring, and your great guns.
Hey, since I was a little kid, I was told they were here when the dinosaurs were here. Is that true? So if we haven't figured out a way to stop them, I guess we're just going to have to live with them.
You're exactly right.
That's why we're called pest control.
Now, what about I'm going to go to Santa Rita. What about the squirrels with the long, long, skinny tails that are in Santa Rita?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're quite a nuisance and everything. And they're going to get in under your house, in your attic and everything.
Rain gutters.
They're going to chew up everything they can chew up and then carry off what's edible.
Well, I could say this. I was showing a really nice house in Santa Rita, and this big old rat runs right across the rain gutter. For, guess what they didn't buy? So yeah. I'd like them to be gone.
For sure.
But
used to, when I first started in pest control, I'd get an address, it'd be Santa Rita, and I'd say, okay, I'm either going for squirrels, rats, or American roaches. Okay. You know, I didn't know exactly what I was going over to inspect.
We got actually about 50 seconds, but one thing, and one of my own agents had, it was over a year ago, she had like 14 or 15 raccoons that got in her attic, and before she knew it, it had destroyed the roof, where they had to even do the roof, some of the decking, and the wiring.
Yep.
What if we get raccoons or stuff like that in our attic?
You definitely need to call somebody with, you know, wildlife management and everything, so they can trap them and get them out. Don't try to encounter them, because those little rascals,
they're mean.
I've seen them tear up a good dog.
Oh, no, I have too. Folks, you know what? As always, ladies, y'all did an awesome job, answered every one of my questions, and I don't tell them any of the questions before, just so we all know that. So that's how smart they are. So if you have any questions, how do they get a hold of you?
You can always call our office at 653-0069 or come by and we'll visit with you in person at 2210 Austin Street.
Thank you, ladies. Have a great day, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you.